The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and today is the fourth ever edition of the First Cut Trivia Extravaganza. Battling it out for all the glory today, Mark Immelman is here. And Mark, I believe this is the first time that you have entered the ring for trivia. Are you nervous? Are you excited? What emotions are flowing through your veins right now?
I actually am a little nervous. You know, I yell this banter going forth between Greg and Kyle, and you know, when you're on the other side of on the outside of the field in the stands and you're watching the combatants go at it. Well, I've been that guy for the last few weeks, so I don't know what to expect. I'm kind of nervous because I don't have a second screen like some of us do over here. And so I'm just saying with my 51-year-old brain.
Mark's first action in trivia is accusing everyone else of cheating, which is always a good place to start. Greg Ducharme is here. Greg, you won the second First Cut Trivia Extravaganza. You were edged out by KP in our most recent edition. Welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you. I'll keep this short. All I'm going to say is if there was a second screen, if this scandal had any truth to it, our performance last time would have been a heck of a lot better, especially mine.
Two and one all time, our reigning and defending champion, Kyle Porter, is here. KP, that trophy emoji next to your name says it all. Welcome back.
Well, it might be a President's Cup situation where the international team gets one early and then I just go on a run for like, you know, 18 straight years. That might be what's going on here with me and Craig.
This time.
Heavy lies the crown. That's all I have to say.
That is true. Fourth edition, I've tweaked the format just a hair, obviously, with three of you going at it. I've got to kind of make some tweaks. So here's the way this is going to work, and you have all been briefed on this, of course, but for the listening audience, there are five categories with three questions each, 15 total categories. Each one of you will get five questions. If you can answer the question without any multiple choice or hints, you get 2 points for that correct answer. If you would like a hint or you would like the multiple choice options and you go on to answer the question correctly, that will only be worth 1 point. Okay, makes sense so far. After we go through these five categories, the two highest scores will then proceed to the championship round, which will be Stump the Schwab style, back and forth until one of you can no longer provide a correct answer. And in that case, the other person will be victorious. Any questions?
All right.
Nothing?
I've got a degree of difficulty here. I've got a toddler hollering. So I don't know if I get bonus points for that, but
just focus. It's like, loose change in the pocket. Just focus, KP. Come on.
One other thing. I didn't know that's yours, by the way. I wasn't sure if it was mine. Toddler?
Yeah. No, it's mine.
Okay, which toddler screaming and yelling? The other thing is, you don't have to go in order. I'm going to try to institute a little bit of a Jeopardy thing here where you can choose your own category. You have to pick one from each category, but you don't have to go in order. So I'll describe that in just 1 second. But first, we're going to determine the order. So I've asked you all to get a pen and paper handy. This is that time where you get to use it. And we are going to go Price is Right, closest without going over. Whoever wins will choose which order they want to go in. So here's what we're writing down, gentlemen. The official listed weight on PGAtour.com for Harry Higgs. They're scribbling away. Kyle wrote his down very quickly.
because he looks at this kind of stuff when he's online.
Is that true, Kyle? Do you go and look
that
up?
Feels like a, that feels like a like I'm being accused of something.
Nah, it's just you look at that sort of information. I've read your book. I see this stuff now.
All right, gentlemen, please present me with your guesses here. All right, Mark went with 235. Greg wrote his very, very small. I cannot read that. 201?
Yep.
201. Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you, Jacob. And Kyle, you went with 210. If I was Bob Barker, I would ring the bell because one of you has gotten it exactly correct. At 235 pounds, Mark Immelman.
Wow. Whoa.
Congratulations. This is where I dish you out like an extra $1,000 or whatever, but that's not happening here.
I'd love it, some sort of emoji next to my name. That would be awesome to start.
Okay, you got one correct.
You got the
It wasn't even trivia. You won the coin toss.
All right, Mark.
Right,
you get to decide which order you'd like. Would you like to be first, second, or third? It's going to snake, so you're really just deciding your initial order here.
I'll defer. I'll go third.
All right. So, KP, you were next. So would you like first or second?
I'll go second.
All right. So, Greg, welcome to the show. You're up first, my friend. Now, here's how it's going to work, guys. There are five categories. And now, Greg, you can choose whatever category you want and question A, B, or C out of said category. And I will make sure that you guys get one question from each category. So the categories are close but no cigar. That's number one. Number two is, and the award goes to. Number three is special interests. Number four is state by state. And number five is celebrity golfers. So Greg, choose your category and let me know what question you would like.
I'll take a special interest for 100.
Special interest. Okay, I'm going to give you question number one. So to give you a little context on this category, gentlemen, this is straight off of PGAtour.com's special interest section for each golfer. I am going to read you the bullet points. And if you would like a hint, I can provide you with a somewhat easier hint bullet point, and you need to tell me which golfer this profile is for. Does that make sense?
Got it. Love
it. All right. All right, Greg. Number one. Let me write your name in here so I know I have it. Here are the special interests. Shares the same name as a famous rugby league team captain, causing confusion in his homeland, and owns a pet dachshund named Kendrick.
I would like to go multiple choice.
All right. So in this case, it's a hint.
Okay. So I only have a hint for an option.
Correct.
Got it. Hint.
Your additional hint is that he is an avid supporter of the Brisbane Broncos rugby league team.
Can we come in?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
I will say
what you're thinking. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking Australian.
Okay.
So I know that it's an Aussie. There's no way it's Adam Scott, because if he had an actor and a rugby league captain, that would be insanity. So I'm going to say it's not Adam Scott. I'm going to guess it's a more common name, and I'm between two Camerons right now, and I'm thinking that it's Cameron Smith.
That is correct, Greg. You're on the board with 1 point. Congratulations,
good.
Cameron Smith.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Would you have gotten that, Kyle, Mark? Were you guys on the same track?
Yeah, I did. I knew that one.
You've seen those dachshunds running around out there, getting pushed around in a cart, right? You seen that picture?
I haven't seen the dachshunds. I just knew the rugby thing. I had read that somebody did a profile on him, and I had read that.
And Brisbane was a bit of a giveaway, too.
That's why it's the easier hint. Yeah, I didn't want to. Greg, you're on the board first, man. That's right out of the gate. You're feeling good.
Yeah, I had
right
to
now.
Take the hint there. I wasn't going to go out on a, you know, take the hint, get a point on the board. Let's go.
KP, you're up next, sir. So you are available for any category that you want. Close but no cigar, and the award goes to special interests, state by state, or celebrity golfers.
What was the second one?
And the award goes to ...
I'll say close but no cigar.
Close but no cigar. Question one, two, or three, please.
One.
Tiger Woods, of course, has 82 career victories, which means a lot of golfers have finished second to the Big Cat. This golfer not only shares the record for most runner-up finishes to Tiger Woods with five, but four of them came in 2000 alone. Do not wave at the camera, Mark.
Oh, I don't want that.
Wait your turn.
And it's not necessarily at majors, it's just anywhere.
That is correct.
Four of them came in 2000. I know that. I think that Els finished second in three majors in 2000. I'll go with Ernie Els.
So without a hint, for 2 points, Kyle's going with Ernie Els, and he is absolutely correct. He gets 2 points in the category. Mark, you obviously knew it as well.
I did. Man, I'm getting all the wrong questions.
That was kind of a giveaway, right?
I know. I thought Mark was giving away the game. Ooh.
He's from
my neighbor.
It should have counted as a hint.
Actually, my very first thought was Chris DeMarco. And then once I kind of gathered once you said 2000 kind of helped me get to Ernie Els.
So career-wise, Vijay Singh also has five runner-up finishes to Tiger Woods, but four of them were not in 2000. Phil Mickelson would be next. He had four runner-up finishes to Tiger Woods.
Okay.
There you go. All right, Mark, you're up. First question in Trivia Extravaganza. You get your choice of category. Would you like me to read them to you again, or do you remember?
I would, please. I should have written it down.
That's okay. Here we go. Close but no cigar. And the award goes to special interests, state by state, or celebrity golfers.
Let's go special interests.
Special interest. So again, this is where I'm going to give you some nuggets about golfers. You tell me who it is. Now, Greg has already taken question one, Mark. So would you like question two or three?
I'll get two.
Here we go. This player learned English by watching movies, specifically historical dramas like Lincoln and Amistad. And he grew up interested in soccer and Taekwondo.
Good golly.
I can give you an additional hint if you would like it.
It's not Rom, because he learned English by listening to rap music, but I know he watched a bunch of movies. Yeah, I need a hint there, please.
Your hint, which lowers your point total to potentially one, is that this golfer loves metal music like Metallica, Tool, and System of a Down. Victor Hovland is correct. He is also a black belt in Taekwondo, which is interesting. 1 point for you, Mark, in the special interest category. And after one full round, Kyle leads with 2 points. Greg and Mark right behind with one apiece. We're off to a good start.
Yeah, I'd say.
Way better than last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fun. Now we're snaking here. So, Mark, you are right back up, my friend. So now you have four categories available to you. Jacob has put them on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. So the only one that you cannot choose is special interest.
How about state by state, please?
State by state. Question one, two, or three, please.
Two.
Question two for Mark. This state hosts six events on the 2022 schedule, the most of any state. Which is it?
Florida.
He's doing the mental math. Mark's answer is Florida, and unfortunately, that is incorrect.
That's wrong.
California hosts.
Yeah, I was counting. What you got? San Diego. You got Riviera.
Fortinet. The Fortnite.
Napa.
Oh, I'm not thinking about the fall. Good grief. Sorry.
There's also
AT&T.
There is also the Barracuda.
Ooh.
Sneaks in there as well. It's a very tricky. Very tricky one.
Right.
So Mark. Gets a 0-4 state by state. And KP, we are back to you, my friend. The only category that you do not have available to you is close but no cigar.
I'll take, and the award goes to.
And the award goes to ... Question one, two, or three, please.
One.
Question one for Kyle. Oh, Okay, this category also has a bonus question in it for an additional point. So each one has a bonus question.
Everybody. Okay. Okay.
So like you're going to, if you get your question correct without a hint, it's two, and then you'll get a bonus question for another one.
Okay.
And there's a bonus for each one. I forgot I worked that in there. Okay. Here's question number one. This three-time major winner is the namesake for an award given annually to someone whose, quote, values align with the character, charity, and sportsmanship that he showed. Who is this award named after?
Mark, don't wave at the camera.
Don't wave at the camera.
I get the questions I don't know.
It's the Payne Stewart Award.
It is indeed the Payne Stewart Award, correct, for 2 points, Kyle. And as a bonus, name one winner of said award.
The Payne Stewart Award. Justin Rose.
Justin Rose, the most recent winner, 2021. Zach Johnson won it in 2020. Hale Irwin in 2019. That is correct for the full 3 points for Kyle Porter. Congratulations.
In fuego.
Well,
he's opening up the lead.
Greg, back to you.
Okay, so it seems like I should take celebrity golfers. And I'll take celebrity golfers one for 100, please.
Okay, so that's just
When I think Greg Ducharme, I think celebrity golfer knowledge for sure.
Yeah, I like that you said, like, it feels like I have to or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Well, if there's a bonus question available now, I mean,
well,
right, there's no
question available to you. It's all in that category. So each one of you is going to get a bonus question.
In the category that I just,
In the category.
Okay. All right, well, I'll stick with it. I'm going to answer this question anyway.
Yeah.
All right, the number one question in celebrity golfers goes to Greg. Here's the question. This Olympian holds the unofficial record for making the longest televised putt at 160 feet. And remember, I can give you options if you'd like.
An Olympian. Oh, man. Televised.
Correct.
So that means that it's that doesn't count like social media or anything like that.
Correct. Let's say correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can think of a video of a guy who I think is an Olympian. I believe this guy is fairly decorated. I think I remember this. I think it's Michael Phelps.
For 2 points, Greg is going with Michael Phelps, and he is absolutely correct. 2 points to you, Mr. Greg Ducharme. Congratulations. There is a video, of it somewhere. He did it in like 2012. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember. I vaguely remember.
All right, Greg, you are a three-point darling at the moment, and because we're snaking, we stay right here with you to see if you can stay hot. So the only two categories that you have chosen are special interests and celebrity golfers, which leaves you with state by state, close but no cigar, and the award goes to?
I'll go close but no cigar.
All right, close but no cigar, question two or three?
I'll go question two. Okay.
And this is the first question of round three. Greg is going with question two in the close but no cigar category, and that is this. 8 golfers have completed the career second slam, finishing second at every major. Craig Wood was the first to do it in 1939, and Louis Oosthuizen memorably sang Rise Up after completing his. Who was the most recent golfer to add his name to this list?
Dustin Johnson.
With no multiple choice, this would be worth 2 points. And Greg is absolutely correct, because with runner-up finishes in 2019 at both the Masters and the PGA Championship, Dustin Johnson is the newest addition to this club.
Can I rise up?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Greg is feeling it right now.
He's feeling himself.
5 points through 3 rounds. He is just feeling himself. Phil Mickelson also on that list. He was the second most recent to do it. Greg Norman, the third most recent, for those looking for some more information. KP, you are currently sitting on 5 points. Greg has the same score, but you have not yet answered a question in round three. You can no longer do close but no cigar, and you can no longer do, and the award goes to your category, please.
State by state.
State by state. Would you like question one or three?
One.
Question one. for Kyle. State by state. PGA Tour will make its first ever trip to which state in 2022?
Delaware.
Kyle's going with the first state, the state of Delaware, and he is absolutely correct for 2 points because that event will be, you don't get a bonus, KP, but would you like to tell the people?
I think it's the BMW.
Yep. It is indeed the BMW Championship at Wilmington Country Club, the first time the PGA Tour will ever go to the first state. Kyle has moved to 7 points. Mark.
Very, very nice.
Well done. Mark, this is your question in round three. You have gone with special interests and you have gone with state by state. Which category would you like to go to?
What's the one where there's a bonus question? I need to do something special.
That is, and the award goes to. So would you like question two or three?
Two, please.
Okay. Mark is going with question two. It's a long one, so bear with me here. The Haskins Award is presented annually by the Haskins Commission to honor the most outstanding collegiate golfer in the United States. In the 50-year history, only three golfers have won it multiple times, and only two have won it in three consecutive years. Name one of those two golfers.
In how many consecutive years?
Three. I can give you multiple choice, but that would reduce your potential point output.
And if I get the multiple choice right, do I still get a go at the bonus point?
Yeah, you still get it. Even if you get this wrong, you get a chance at the bonus point. Oh, you know, I'm a nice guy.
Well, because he stayed in college, I'm going to go with Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson attended Arizona State, did indeed stay in college. Did he win three consecutive Haskins Awards? He did. That is correct, Mark. For 2 points,
nice.
Much needed. Congratulations.
Okay, useless trivia. You know the Haskins Award is based at the Country Club of Columbus, about 5 miles down the road from where I live.
No, I did not.
He was the head professional, Fred Haskins, over there.
There's no such thing as useless.
Yeah, I was going to say, include that.
You're using it right now.
The next round.
Yeah. The other golfer who won it three consecutive times was the first. He won the first three editions of this award. It was Ben Crenshaw, 1971, 1972, 1973. So, Mark, your bonus question, which is worth another point in this category, you have to name the school with the most Haskins Award winners.
Well, given that Phil won three, who else has been at Arizona State? Yeah, I'm going to go with, then there's Oklahoma State. I've got to go with Kyle's boys there.
Is that your final answer?
Oklahoma State.
Very nice pivot, Mark. That is absolutely correct.
I thought it was Texas.
It is not Texas. So it's very close. Oklahoma State has 8. Texas has 7.
Okay.
USC has 3. I thought they had more than that. Yes, correct, Mark. 3 big points for you. Woo-hoo-hoo! In the category of
NBA. Right back in the mix.
Goes to.
I'm like the Falcons.
We are through 3 complete rounds. Yes. Kyle has 7 points. Greg with 5. Mark with 4. Hotly contested trivia challenge that we have here on our hands. And Mark, you get a chance to keep piling it up because you are up again. The categories that you have remaining: close but no cigar and celebrity golfers.
Celebrity golfers, please.
Question 2 or 3?
2.
Okay. This former quarterback turned announcer has played 4 PGA Tour events and 2 Korn Ferry events, missing the cut in all 6.
Tony Romo.
Mark's answer is Tony Romo. He is absolutely correct for 2 points, and that moves him firmly into second place with 6 points. What a stretch. 2 questions, 5 points, Mark. Well done.
Yes.
What's the tiebreaker here?
Good question. I'm gonna have to go through my archive.
This is like Jacob arranging the one and done last year, just making up the rules as we go.
I'm gonna have to. We're probably gonna have to take
a
commercial break.
Can you do three person Schwab?
Stump the Schwab. I guess if we're all in the same round, you could.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. All right. So we are headed back towards you, Kyle. And I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was just asking for the categories here.
Okay. So your two categories remaining are special interests and celebrity golfers.
I'm going to go celebrity golfers.
And that gives you question three. That's the final one remaining.
If I get two here, Mark can't catch me, right?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay.
You could solidify your spot in the finals with a correct answer here.
Dang, he's that guy that plays ugly on the playground. I see. Right? Yeah, I could put you to death now.
Yeah.
So to solidify your spot in the finals, this actor has been known to play 18 holes in an hour, sprinting between shots, calling it, quote, cardio golf. And multiple choice is available to you, but if you take that option and get it correct, you're not necessarily in. Who are you thinking about?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's somebody who plays at Riviera, and I think it is Mark Wahlberg. That's going to be my final answer.
Mark Wahlberg is Kyle's answer, and that is correct. He is going to move on.
Wow.
With a 9.
Why did you pull that out?
Let's go.
That's on the screen.
9 points through 4 rounds. Kyle Porter, in an attempt to defend his crown, has earned his spot in the finals. That is correct. Mark Wahlberg, they would sprint. Caddies would drive the cart, get up there, and he'd grab a club, he'd hit it, and sprint again because he was on the set of some movies. So, Greg, you are going to get back-to-back questions. These are going to be your final two questions.
I'll start with state by state.
Okay. Thank you. State by state. He looks game face on, doesn't he? All right. State by state. It's question number 3. Oh, okay. I had to read it again. Here we go. In the 2022 season, 4 different states host PGA Tour events on consecutive weeks with no alternate field event available. Florida, Hawaii, and Texas are the easy ones. What's the 4th?
Can you read that again? 2020?
So here we go. I'm going to read it again. Listen very carefully. Okay. In the 2022 season, 4 states host PGA Tour events on consecutive weeks with no alternate field event available. Florida, Hawaii, and Texas are the easy ones. What's the 4th?
Florida, Hawaii, and Texas. Man, I feel like this is a trick question. I feel like it is an easy one here. I just got to think and make sure there's not another one here. California.
Yeah, I screwed up this question. That's yeah. So I had a typo in my question, and I'm going to give you those points. That is correct. Yes. By the question that I gave you, that is correct. That's my bet. I had a typo in my question, and which definitely set you on the wrong track, but that is correct. I'm going to give you the 2 points. The other one would have been Nevada because the back-to-back weeks in Las Vegas. So I would have accepted either one of those answers.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll take it.
Greg, 2 points. That moves your total to 7, and you are right back at it again. So the only category that you have remaining is, and the award goes to, which is a bonus question category. So you could, in theory, get to 3. You could get to 10 here, which would solidify your spot. Even a correct answer of 2 points would solidify your spot in finals.
Right? Let's go.
Yeah. All right, here we go. So, Greg, you are on question 3. This is a yearly award given to the golfer who leads the PGA Tour money list. Ironically, It's named after a golfer who only made $1,861,857 in his career. Who is it?
Ben Hogan.
Greg has disregarded his multiple choice options, and he went with Ben Hogan, which is unfortunately incorrect. The answer,
I think it's,
anyone else?
Can I try it?
Sure. You don't get credit, but yes.
I think it's Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, it's the Palmer Award.
It is indeed the Palmer Award. Arnold Palmer.
Wow. So he's got rookie. Oh, man, Arnie's got the rookie of the year and money list.
He's the king. Come on.
Yeah.
That's why they call
well
him.
Well deserved.
Who's got the stroke average award named after him?
Well, that's Varden.
Varden. That almost made the list for questions. Okay, Greg. Now, you still get your bonus question available to you.
Yeah.
So, we know this is the Arnold Palmer Award. Name any non-Tiger Woods golfer who has won the award multiple times. Anyone not named Tiger who's won it multiple times?
Tom Watson.
You're going to make me scroll down the list. Tom Watson, indeed, has won it 5 times. Correct. So you're going to get away with a point there. So that is going to move your total to 8. Oh, this is shaping up to be pretty. This is shaping up to be that tie that I'm nervous about. This is terrible. All right. So, KP, we're on you. This, for all intents and purposes, is just a practice to keep your mind sharp. So the only category that you have left.
I'm like Patrick Cantlay at the Ryder Cup. I want 20 points.
But I can make
them all.
Yeah, you're going to go last, Mark. You're going to go last.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, you close out the round.
Okay.
Special interest, Kyle. Remember how that one works?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Okay. If not a professional golfer, he would pursue race car driving. He attended Odessa Junior College before transferring and graduating from a Big 12 university.
Maybe technically an SEC university, because it's Abraham Answer.
That is correct. Abraham Answer, without the hint, which would have really given it away, dual citizen of U.S. and Mexico, is correct. Kyle Porter, 2 points. He has solidified. Is that every available point? 11.
He swept.
With a bonus, and he hit the bonus too, didn't he?
Oh,
yep.
Every single point.
He's not, here to,
he's not here to give up that emoji.
This ain't no hobby.
Yeah, that emoji.
It actually kind of is a hobby, but.
It's actually literally a hobby, yeah. All right, Mark, so. You could make this a nightmare scenario for me by getting this correct and tying Greg, and then we will figure out a solution for the championship round.
Greg, how bad do you want to be in the final, boss? I'm going to give you a chance.
Let's see what you got. I want the best. To beat the best, you got to play with the best.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so this is – and I don't want to give the strategy away, Mark, but if you use the multiple choice, you cannot get into the finals. So, your question is question 3. In the close but no cigar category. With his victory at this year's Northern Trust, Tony Finau snapped a 142 event winless streak. During that stretch, Mark, he finished second 8 times and lost a playoff in 3 of those. We all remember his playoff loss to Max Homa at Riviera. Name one other opponent and tournament in which Finau lost in a playoff, providing the year is not necessary.
Good grief. I don't follow Finau as closely as Greg Deschamps, so I'm going to need a clue over here, please.
You cannot. Well, I can give you a clue, but that will ruin your chances of getting into the finals.
Yeah, but Greg gets in the final. Well, give me a clue.
All right. So it's a multiple choice. So your multiple choice options are that Tony Finau lost in a playoff to A, Bryson DeChambeau at the 2018 Northern Trust, Xander Schauffele at the 2018 WGC HSBC, or Kevin Na at the 2019 Charles Schwab.
It was the one in the HSBC.
That is correct. For 1 point, Mark, you are correct. The other option, the other playoff that Tony Finau lost in that stretch? Anybody? Anybody? This is what I thought was the one.
Greg, this is you. Come on.
I remember the Xander one.
Yeah.
I didn't remember the Xander one. I remember this one.
Well, because he had a big lead. Xander came back on him. Who else did he lose to in a playoff?
It's because I had a ticket on this guy. This is why.
Webb Simpson.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Two shots up with two to go.
Yeah. And disaster. He hit it in the bunker on 17.
Yeah.
Just for the record, I had no chance of us answering this question. No.
That was a hard one.
That was a hard one.
All right. Well, Mark, I tip my cap to you because I am not going to have to figure out a tiebreaker, but we are headed towards a championship heavyweight bout. Kyle Porter with all points available, 11.
May I say something?
Please.
Kyle has got like 105%. He's one of those guys in the exam. You know, they've got everything right and the bonus. And you're making him go to a playoff again? Playoff? You know.
You got to earn it.
I just got past the Jazz in the first round. So we're on to the Western Conference Finals.
I'm spectating. I'll cheer you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what your regular season total is. You got to win it here. So, gentlemen, we are going to go to our Stump the Schwab Championship round. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt. And I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the super feet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to. And super feet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th. It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there. And I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
And we're back. All right. You are both seasoned veterans. You know exactly how this works. I'm going to give you a prompt that has many correct answers. In this case, many, many correct answers.
And we will
go until one of you can no longer get it correct. And if that happens, the other person will win. Any questions? You know what you're doing, correct?
Oh, yeah.
What's the topic?
Hold on a second, Greg. Kyle, with 11 points, you're going to call the coin flip. So would you like heads or tails?
I don't just get to pick, like, since I won. Okay. So I get to do the exact same thing, which is have a 50-50 chance as if I had lost the first round. Okay, yeah. I'll go heads.
It's heads. So you get to pick anyway. So what would you want to go first or second?
I want to go first.
All right, Kyle is going to go first. So I'm going to write that down because this might take a while. All right, gentlemen. prompt. And Jacob is in the chat saying, this is a great topic. Thank you, Jake. I worked so hard on these. Thank you so much. No tiebreaker will be needed. Oh, boy. Okay. There are 194 players who have ever played on the U.S. Ryder Cup team.
Oh, my gosh.
And your job is to name them. And give me a second because I've got a long list and I'm going to have to cross them off. So, United States Ryder Cup team, Ryder Cup players ever, 194. Kyle, you are, by your own choice, up first.
Tiger Woods.
Okay. Tiger Woods is obviously correct.
Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson is obviously correct. Give me 1 second before you go again, Kyle. I got to get my spreadsheet situated here. Okay, because I've got little nuggets. Okay, there we go. KP, you're up.
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth is correct. 9.5 total points.
Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed, 8 career points, 12 career matches, correct.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryson DeChambeau, 2.5 points in 6 matches, is correct.
Scottie Scheffler.
Scottie Scheffler, just the 1 appearance, but correct.
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson, most recently 5-0, 21 career matches, 5 Ryder Cups, is correct.
Colin Morikawa.
Colin Morikawa, Dustin Johnson's partner many times this time around, 3.5 points, correct.
I can't remember. Well, I can't remember who's been said, you know, like.
Yeah, that's also the battle here.
Oh,
there you go.
Tony Finau.
Tony Finau is correct. 2 Ryder Cups.
Xander Schauffele.
Xander Schauffele, 1 Ryder Cup, 3 points, is correct.
Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas is correct.
Patrick Cantlay.
Patrick Cantlay is correct.
Daniel Berger.
Daniel Berger made his debut in 2021. That is correct.
Harris English.
Harris English, correct. 1 point.
this is harder earlier than I thought it would be. Just because I don't want to like misspeak here. Webb Simpson.
Webb Simpson, 3 Ryder Cups, 9 matches, 4.5 points is correct.
Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka, I had to scroll all the way up for that one, is correct.
Matt Kuchar.
Matt Kuchar has played LMNO. Matt Kuchar has played 4 Ryder Cups, 7 total points. That is correct.
Much harder earlier than expected. Let's go with Justin Leonard.
Justin
Leonard. I'm sorry.
Changed the era on us. 1997, his first Ryder Cup, 2008, his most recent, 12 career matches, 5 career points, is correct.
Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler. Fowler. Thank you.
Ricky Fowler. Correct.
Jim Furyk.
Jim Furyk is correct. 34 career matches.
Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker, 2 career Ryder Cups, 8 career matches, is correct. Remember, this is for all the marbles.
Yes. I just had one that I was going to go with. That I seem to have lost. There feels like there's so many.
Yeah, there's about 178 more.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I'll go with Steve Flesh.
Steve?
He hasn't played Flesh. A Ryder Cup, has he?
Like 2008, 2013?
Is incorrect.
Never. JB Holmes, if you want to go from Kentucky.
So with that, Kyle going first. Keep that crown emoji, my friend. You are the fourth.
Wow.
Trivia.
What a disaster.
Why didn't you go Jack Nicklaus or Arnold Palmer or one of those dudes?
Well, I'm trying to keep an order here. Go with the ones that come in your mind.
Yeah.
I couldn't get
Ryan Moore out of my head.
I had a lot of names in my head. I swear he was on the 2008 team. I got to see who I'm confusing him with.
So Steve Stricker? I'm sitting here and I've got Nicklaus, Palmer, Floyd, all these names and stuff, but I'm going with Steve Flesh. Yeah. Final answer.
Hey, you should have won the first round, Mark, and we'd still be going.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. No, it's not 2008. It must be 2006 I'm thinking of.
2006 is like – it's like Brett Wetterich and Chris Riley and
– Yeah, that's what – I thought for sure Steve Flesh was on that team. I'm just shook. I'm shook.
By number of matches, Billy Casper played 37 of them. Lanny Watkins, Arnold Palmer, Raymond Floyd, Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Kite.
Yeah, Tom Watson.
Isn't Larry Nelson only unbeaten? Okay.
You know who it was? This is so stupid. I can't believe I did it. But it was Vaughn Taylor.
Yeah.
I got mixed up with Steve Flesh.
Vaughn just.
Well, I'm sorry. I ruined the excitement.
No, that was quite exciting. Although it's just one of those moments where I have to make sure I'm right. And I'm like, control F, Steve, like, does he spell it? E-V? I know he does. Like, why don't I? Before I eliminate somebody.
You better say Stephen Flesh, hadn't you?
That's what I was,
wait, he did play.
KP, congratulations. You ascend to the top of the mountain once again, 3-1 in your career. The floor is yours, my friend.
Yeah. It's kind of like Tiger in his prime. I didn't miss a shot. I didn't miss a question.
Wow.
And
your B game too, weren't you? You're on your B game, weren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I was struggling with the Ryder Cup question until I was gifted. It was a little bit like Adam Scott and Ernie Els in 2012 at Royal Lytham.
That's ugly.
Maybe worse.
Greg tied a bow on my Christmas gift and handed it to me right there with Steve Flesh.
I was like Bryson in the match. There were like
four other Steves he could have gone with, and he was Steve Flesh.
You know,
At least he's American.
If you would have gone first, Kyle, you could have pulled off the never been done before wire to wire trivia victory, always being in the lead. But unfortunately, you went second.
Yeah, that's my dream for I think it happened at the Tour Championship this year. Nobody is dorky enough to track it except for like the four of us. Yeah, the three of us.
The three of you.
It's again, you know, I hope we I hope we don't. Part of me hopes we do this again next week. The other part of me wants to wait until next December so I get to keep that little trophy next to my name for 12 months. How do you regroup from this, Greg? Do you go just do you punish yourself by going on Wikipedia for the next 10 hours? Like, what's the play here?
Well, I'm definitely going to fire my coach and my caddy. So that's the first thing. They're already gone. They just don't know it yet. As Jacob says, got to go see Butch. So I'll go give him a visit. Let him talk me straight. Total swing overhaul. That's for sure. And
you had a great game. Otherwise, 8 points. You were sharp.
Yeah, this is just a silly mistake. It was like It was basically like I signed the wrong scorecard after the first round and just WD'd myself. I can't believe I did that. I mean, there's so many. I feel like Phil Mickelson at Wingfoot in 2006.
Roberto DiVincenzo. I'm such a stupid.
I'm such an idiot. Right. That's how I'm feeling right now. Well, Christmas can't come soon enough, although I don't deserve any gifts. I'm sure I'll have a hole in my stocking.
Sorry.
And this will be used for motivation. This will be used for motivation.
Listen, I always look forward to these so much. So regardless, I can't wait to run it back whenever we do again.
I'll give you a better fight next time, I promise. I'm not sure you want that, but
that will do it for our fourth First Cuts podcast trivia extravaganza. Big thanks to producer Jacob, does all the hard work behind the scenes. That right there, Mark Immelman. You can find him on Twitter at @Mark_Immelman. Greg Ducharme, you can tweet Ryder Cup players at him. It is at @TheRealGFD, and Kyle Porter, the champ, at @KylePorterCBS. You can find me at @RickRunGood. This has been the First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.